So we're listening to this reading, this beautiful truth, this reality. And with faith, what I want to do as your spiritual father is I want to call for this week to be a week of celebration, a week-long explosive celebration. Now, how would this look like in your life? So first thing to do is, can you cancel something this week? Can you cancel some activity? And with that, you replace it with step one. Can you remember God's deeds, God's love? So you just want to do that maybe in a group. This is what some of us, the office staff, this is what we're going to do, the parish staff. We're canceling some stuff. We're going to meet as a group. We're going to share God's love. And you can do it, of course, by yourself. Write it down. Go to step two. Prepare your heart. And if you say something like, come Holy Spirit, that simple prayer, expect them to come powerfully. Expect them to do something beautiful in your life. Step three, we have to start speaking other people's languages. God loves us. We push out that love to other people. So this week, take 5 minutes and do the 5 love languages test. It's so easy. And then it makes it very beautiful. It's a lot of fun. You start learning what other people's languages are. You start trying to speak that language. Beautiful experience. So I'm actually looking forward to this week trying to love all of you in ways that you would understand. And then finally, step four, speak of God's deeds. This is the most explosive part. So God pours his love into our hearts. Let's tell other people what God has done in our life so that they can receive the same. So again, like I said before Mass, the online question, which of these 4 steps speak to you and why? I told you we're supposed to expect the Holy Spirit to do great things in our lives, even though sometimes he doesn't give us what we want. And this is how we can balance it. I learned this from Dr. Bob Schutz. So I told you a bit about him in January. I told you that his father left him when he was 13. His basketball coach tried to molest him. He felt betrayed by God. He had to go for counseling for his marriage. But Jesus healed him. But what I didn't tell you about is how explosive and powerful the Holy Spirit has been in his whole life. So after so many years, Bob finally forgave his dad after years of silently judging his dad in his heart. His brother Bart, he had his own father wound. He gets healed. His brother Dave becomes a drug addict. He gets healed. And as for his marriage, this is what Dr. Bob wrote. He said, arriving home after a retreat, I was still full of the Holy Spirit when I saw Margie. I wrapped my arms around her and embraced her as never before. Though we had much to work through and still do, it was a new beginning in many ways. After holding Margie, I couldn't wait to embrace Carrie and Kristen. My heart was full, and I want to share it with the ones I love the most. Believe it or not, most of his extended family has had similar experiences, similar healings. He and some other doctor, counselor friends of his, they founded this family reconstruction project, and thousands of people in 20 years have had healings. He even now prays for people. He saw one person who couldn't walk, healed. Another person legally blind, healed. And so what Dr. Bob Schutz says is, he knows that God doesn't always answer every single prayer he asks for in the way that he asks for it, but he still always expects the Holy Spirit to do something powerful, whether it's spiritual or physical. So we're full of faith right now, and we're going to act out of faith. And so we're going to be ready for a very beautiful week, this explosive celebration when the Holy Spirit is poured into our hearts and into the hearts of those